This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. YouTube is wiping vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories from its popular video sharing platform. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The video sharing tech platform has announced immediate bans on false claims that vaccines are dangerous and can cause health issues like autism, cancer, or infertility. YouTube also deleted accounts belonging to some of the most notable propagators of vaccine misinformation and conspiracy theories. The ban on misinformation extends to all immunizations approved by health authorities and currently being administered. Public health officials have struggled to respond to the steady current of online misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine since development got underway last year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russian authorities have designated a popular independent media outlet and two rights groups foreign agents. Wednesday's move comes as part of a months-long crackdown on opposition supporters, independent media, and human rights activists. The Justice Ministry slapped the foreign agent label on Mediazona. The new site is known for its extensive coverage of high-profile court cases. The others receiving the designation were the prominent legal aid group OVD Info and the rights group Zona Prava. In recent months, the Russian government has designated a number of independent media outlets and human rights organizations as foreign agents and raided the homes of several prominent reporters. The Kremlin, however, has denied that it is stifling media freedoms and insists that the foreign agent designation does not bar outlets from operating. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.26%, the S&P up by 0.16%, but the Nasdaq down by 0.24%. This is VOA News. Russia has arrested the head of Group IB, a top cybersecurity firm which investigates high-tech crimes and online fraud. It said he was suspected of treason. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Russia has arrested the chief executive of one of the country's most prominent cybersecurity companies on suspicion of state treason. That's according to a Moscow court, which says Ilya Sachkov will be held for 2 months. Sachkov founded Group IB, a firm which focuses on investigating high-tech crimes and online fraud. Its global client base includes banks, energy companies, telecoms firms, and even Interpol. Citing a security source, TASS state news agency said Sachkov was suspected of handing over information to foreign intelligence services, but denies the allegation. A number of Russian scientists, soldiers, and officials have been charged with treason in recent years, after being accused of passing sensitive material to foreign countries.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Top U.S. military leaders say that the collapse of the Afghan government can be traced to last year's deal between the Trump administration and the Taliban. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
The agreement promised a full U.S. troop withdrawal, which Central Command Chief Frank McKenzie says had a psychological impact on the Afghan government and military.
We set a date certain for when we were going to leave and when they could expect all assistance to end.
And once President Biden ordered the U.S. withdrawal in April,
going below 2,500, I think, was the other sort of nail in the coffin, if you will.
The Kabul government unraveled, leading to a quick Taliban takeover last month. McKenzie's comments were part of a House hearing where Republicans tried to cast the Biden administration as creating a spectacular failure in Afghanistan, while Democrats pointed to mistakes over two decades, including the Taliban deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new poll finds COVID-19 fears linger for vaccinated older adults. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Vaccinated older adults are far more worried about the virus than the unvaccinated and far likelier to take precautions despite the protection afforded by their shots. That's according to the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Research poll. As the virus's Delta variant has fueled new waves of infection, the poll of people age 50 or older found 36% are very or extremely worried that they or a family member will be infected, roughly doubled since June. The increase fueled by the vaccinated, who are especially likely to be highly worried. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.